Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday. I hope you are looking forward to a great weekend. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my 7-day exploration journey with you on using affirmations for well-being. So I covered affirmations on general aliveness enrichment, dis-ease, blood pressure, diabetes, and my story on dealing with my shoulder pain, which was kind of diagnosed as onset of arthritis. And today is day 6 and I plan to cover digestion. Okay, here in this part of the world where I am recording, when you are United States, it's winter is approaching. This is the time when people are indoors, and you know, and also Thanksgiving and Christmas, and people, digestion seems to be the topic that most of us lean towards, you know, because you can't exercise, you can't do more outdoor activity and things like that. Well, it's a very important aspect of life, and I'm reminded of a saying, you know, think from your brain, feel from your heart, and act with your gut. And I know the gut there is, it means with a gut instinct or the intuition, but, you know, let's go to the reality. Like, you know, when we feel something, you know, uncomfortable, you know, in any uncomfortable situation or in an event or something, what happens? It first, your stomach starts rumbling, right? So that's what I mean, you know. So, and then you can't take the action. If when your stomach is not up to the mark, then you can't take that action. So that's what I said when I said act from the gut. I heard it somewhere. I don't remember who said it, but then it made sense to me. So let's go to, which means what? Which means being present to your body when you experience those feelings of anxiety. You know, you can learn a lot. It can teach you and help you make sound choices. That's the reason why I'm quite passionate about covering this digestion topic today. Let's go to disclaimer. First, I'm not a doctor or a healthcare provider, but based upon my own experiences and experience from other people who have gained, who have been helped with some of my affirmations, I'm sharing this information. Please, consult your healthcare provider for your specific situation. So let's go back. Let's go to number one is problem, which is digestion. Probable cause is, again, this. Before I proceed, this is from Louise Hay's book, Meditations to Heal Your Life. The probable cause is refusal to accept new ideas and experiences. Okay. When I read this, digestion, probable cause, refusal to accept new ideas and experiences. I became curious. I did not judge it. I did not say whether it is correct or wrong, but I just became curious. New thought pattern that she has suggested is this. Listen very carefully. I assimilate, digest, and eliminate life perfectly. My cells and organs know exactly what to do, and I help them do their jobs by doing my job of eating nutritious food and thinking clear, positive, loving thoughts. Thinking clear, positive, loving thoughts. For every part of my body, there is a mental pattern. The stomach is the part of me where ideas are digested and assimilated. When new experience happens, I sometimes have problems assimilating them. And yet, even in the midst of a big change, I can always choose the thoughts that glorify my most essential and eternal being. I'm a divine, magnificent expression of life. I think it's a perfect one because, it said even amidst big change. This pandemic is a big change. It's a global change for everybody, right? So I know we have so many thoughts which are going on. What will happen to my kith and kin? What will happen to me? So many things, friends, relatives, what about the jobs, medical, so many things, right? But then you know what? You can choose glorified thoughts of your essential being, your eternal, everlasting soul. Now, let me share my thoughts here. After I read this, okay, let me talk a little about where I came from when I read this. what were my thoughts and how I gave myself permission to think differently. Okay, I chant slokas in Sanskrit, and while cooking I love to chant. The pronunciation and the meaning create positive vibration, and these are automatically passed on to the food. I mean, you can do your research please on this, but I believe in it. I personally believe in it. And I will admit that I do not know the meaning of all the slokas. I have read it, I will just read it, but I do not remember them. I do not have them in my memory. Okay. And I also do not intend, because I know when I learnt it, some of them I learnt it because I loved it and I learnt it. And some of them I learnt it, I read the meaning, it was very interesting. I said, yeah, I should bring it in my system. That's all. But then I don't remember it every day. I don't remember the meaning every day. Okay, this is the truth. So based upon my own life experiences, I'm quite convinced that chanting gives me peace. Chanting gives me the calmness, the focused attention, and it does contribute to my well-being hugely. Now, I speak English most of the time. I communicate in English with people, and I also watch things in English, like YouTube videos are in English. So many things I watch in English. So, and English has become the major, has been my medium of my learning also, right from my beginning. So what happened was, when I read this affirmation, it made sense to me. So I started asking this question, hey Lalita, I wouldn't say question, I was pondering to myself. Yes, it is interesting that stomach is a part where ideas are digested and assimilated. So, let me test this affirmation and watch how I digest my food when I face some major life events or experiences. Okay? So, when I say that, it could be something like when I entered a new job, when I got a new job, or when I went to a different country, when I traveled to a different place. These are all some different experiences, right? And you eat some different type of food. You experience something different. So now, if you start thinking, if this affirmation, it was like a light bulb for me. Okay, so I can choose to think a different thought. I can probably help my mind create some new neural pathways in my mind to continue to digest well. You know, I'm not sure whether I'm putting it across clearly for you, but just go ahead and try to listen to this new suggested pattern about linking your stomach as the mental, like how the ideas are digested, like how your food is assimilated in your stomach. The ideas, your ideas are also this. So that means if we are planting good thoughts, good loving thoughts, even when we're, it's not just what we eat, it's how we eat and what we are thinking while we're eating. I'm sure many of the scriptures say this, many of the religious texts say this. But then linking that to this newly suggested pattern and being consciously saying it aloud in front of the mirror, not every day, but sometimes when you start, oh my God, digestion, okay, mental pattern, ideas are digested, ideas are, you know, accumulated, digested, all these things. So bring that mental part and the physical part together and try to see whether it makes sense to you. To me, it really made sense. But the thing is, putting it to practice is the key. So I'm going to read this suggested pattern once again. Since I've explained, I'm going to read this once again. And I recommend you think, give yourself permission to think a little differently about your stomach, digestion, what takes place, and the new ideas which come and then you assimilate with the new experiences, new life events, you know, and then see whether it helps you. Okay, I'm going to read the suggested pattern once again. I assimilate, digest, and eliminate life perfectly. My cells and organs know exactly what to do, and I help them do their jobs by doing my job of eating nutritious food and thinking clear, positive, loving thoughts. For every part of my body, there is a mental pattern. The stomach is the part of me where ideas are digested and assimilated. When new experiences happen, I sometimes have problems assimilating them. And yet, even in the midst of a big change, I can always choose the thoughts that glorify my most essential and eternal being. I am a divine, magnificent expression of life. With that said, I am going to say goodbye to you. Enjoy your Friday, and I'm sure you're going to have some delicious meal being cooked and pamper yourself. At the same time, put this affirmation into your head and rethink and give yourself permission to enjoy every moment of your day. Stay safe. Bye for now.